Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Love is strange. Lot of people take it for a game.
Welcome back. 23 after the hour. Thank you for hanging out with me. I'm Jim Blasingame, and my website is smallbusinessadvocate.com. Hope you check it out when you get a chance. Don't forget to subscribe to my newsletter. We'll send that to you every Sunday afternoon by email. And don't forget to take the poll question. We ask a different question every week. We want to know what you think. And when you click your answer, by the way, on the poll question, you can see how the poll is going so far. And all the other things that are there. We update the website every single day. Dr. Beth Ross is back with us, ladies and gentlemen. She's certified executive career coach, and we're talking about that very thing. And we were just talking about how some of the interview techniques are necessary to get the job today. You know, Beth, when a customer thinks of us and makes the decision to do business with us, there's a little ding that goes off in their head. I call it the moment of relevance when it all comes together and the little ding goes off in their head. That's the last part of the word branding. When the ding goes off in their branding in their head, and they crystallize around us, that's the perfect moment. That's the moment of relevance when we win over other people. And that's the same thing that happens, isn't it, with an employer, a prospective employer. When you read a resume, when you see the person, you talk to them, they give you the answers, there's something, aren't interviewers looking for a little bit of a ding?
Yeah, that again, when they perceive what your value proposition is, what is that special thing that mm-hmm. you can contribute? Because they know they have a need. And the interesting thing that's happening now, we have so many more interviews that are coming to fruition rather than just interviewing people and saying, well, we're going to wait 3 or 4 months. They're mm-hmm. not sitting on their money as heavily as they have in the past. So we're definitely having more hiring than we've had in a long time. Not enough, obviously.
Right.
There's still too many people unemployed. But this is why it's a good investment to invest in interview training, so that you are the best interviewer possible, because if you are, you will win. You will maximize these interviews, and fast, too.
Well, one of the things that, that ding I was talking about, I'm the interviewer, I'm the employer, I'm looking to hire you, and that ding that I'm hoping will go off with somebody is because of what I've decided I'm looking for. And how I'm focusing on certain things. Talk to us about what you call focused hiring that's going on these days.
Well, the focused hiring means that the employers have a definite agenda and they have the money to do it and they are ready to do a hire. You can't just get a job because that's what you want. You have to, again, going back to this value proposition, you have to have something in you that is so strong that they will pick you over other people. This means doing your homework before the interview, knowing everything you can about the company and about the person who's interviewing you. When you get past that first gatekeeper into subsequent interviews, research is so important. You can't say, when they say, do you have any questions for us? You have to formulate questions that are really ready. And the last thing that you ask at the end of an interview is, what are our next steps? I'm so enthusiastic. When will I hear back from you? Because otherwise you could be standing around in 8 days still waiting and they've hired somebody else.
Well, you know, I'm so glad that you're talking about these things, Beth, because, you know, sometimes you have people come to interview you and you feel like they're filling a square. They come to be interviewed, and it's like, okay, I looked for a job today. I went on an interview. I had a good day. And in other words, when you talk to them, they never actually say, you know, I really want this job, or what? They never make any kind of an aggressive move at all, and to let you know that they really they realize that this interview is a means to an end. They want to get beyond this and start working.
After the interview, people do forget to follow up. You must write not a thank you note. No. You write an influencing letter to emphasize the areas in which there is simpatico getting together. If there are any areas of concern, you address those in your follow-up email. But you'd be surprised how many people do not know or do not do a follow-up. If you don't do a follow-up, you're just toast.
But you know, Beth, I want to come back quickly to what you were talking about the research. In today's world, with all the information that's available, if you really want the job, you must do the research on the company you're being interviewed by. You must read their press. You must read recent press releases. You must call anybody you can possibly get a hold of and ask them what's going on in the company. What do you know? I mean, you've got to have all that information and be prepared to connect your background, overlay your capability with what the company is working on these days. What do you think?
You're so right. That's absolutely correct.
So it's out there. All you got to do is do a Google search,
right? Oh, yeah. It's out there with a click on your computer. And to go in without information, it's wonderful if you know someone in the company, too. And that's the best way to be referred in. Resumes do not get you a job. Resumes get 20 to 40 seconds of perusal if you're lucky. That's just your calling card to get in the door. What really gets you the job is you, your uniqueness, your background, your experience. And that's why a good coach can really teach you these basic fundamentals so that you have them down pat as you interview.
Dr. Beth, I got to wrap it up. Dr. Beth Ross is our guest, ladies and gentlemen. BethRoss.com is her website. Thanks, Beth, for being here. Good job today. We'll see you next time. Quick break. Stay with me. I'll be right back.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.